Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Forbes senior contributor Adam Minsky. Adam, thanks so much for joining me again.
Thanks for having me, Brittany.
Adam, once again, student loans have made the news. This week, President Biden unveiled a student loan relief plan that would impact more than 30 million Americans by either lowering or completely eradicating their student loan debt. And this comes after the Biden administration's largest student loan forgiveness plan was struck down last summer. So what do we need to know about this new proposal?
So the new plan is significantly different from Biden's first debt relief plan that was struck down by the Supreme Court over the summer. That plan would have provided widespread relief capped at $10,000 or $20,000 to borrowers who earned income below certain thresholds. The new plan is going to be a little bit more focused and targeted. There are five categories of borrowers who could qualify for student loan forgiveness under the new plan. But for the most part, there's not necessarily a cap or a limit, and so some borrowers could see their full balances discharged under this new plan.
And who exactly are those borrowers? Can you dive into tell us about who qualifies?
Yeah, so there's five general groups or categories of borrowers who could qualify for relief under the plan. So first of all, borrowers who qualify for existing student loan forgiveness programs, such as income-driven repayment, public service loan forgiveness, disability discharges, but they haven't applied or enrolled, they'll be able to get their loans forgiven automatically, says the Biden administration. Category two are folks who have been in repayment for a long time. So this includes undergraduate borrowers who have been in repayment for 20 years or more, or folks with graduate school debt who first entered repayment at least 25 years ago. Borrowers who have experienced runaway interest in the form of interest accrual and capitalization could get $20,000 or more in accrued interest waived, as well as capitalized interest, which is interest that's been added back on to the loan balance. A fourth category are those who attended what the Department of Education deems low-value institutions. So these could be schools that either closed or lost their eligibility for access to federal student aid programs. And finally, there's a broad fifth category of borrowers who could qualify based on financial hardships, and there could be a whole bunch of indicators that could suggest that a borrower is experiencing hardship that the Department of Ed could consider.
So there's a lot of different ways that you can find out if you qualify, but how do you know if you qualify? Is there any way to apply? What does that look like?
So right now, the program isn't available yet. It has to go through a couple more steps in the regulatory process before it launches and kind of goes live. What we do know is that the Education Department should be able to provide relief automatically to at least some of those categories of borrowers who may qualify. So for instance, the department already has data on when borrowers first entered repayment. They have data on the school that the borrower attended. They should have information on interest accrual and capitalization. So for many borrowers, you might not need to do anything. There might not be an application required. The relief could be implemented automatically. But for other borrowers, such as those who want to argue that they have a hardship that prevents them from repaying their student loans, that almost certainly will require some sort of application process, which has not been released yet, but hopefully we'll know more on that within a few months.
As we said earlier in this conversation, the Supreme Court did shoot down President Biden's sweeping student loan plan back in June. Is there any indication this is going to either suffer the same fate or face any legal hurdles?
The plan is almost certainly going to be challenged in court, much like his first plan was. That being said, this new plan is enacted under an entirely different legal authority, under an entirely different statute, which expressly allows the Department of Education to cancel student debt in certain instances, unlike the statute that underlied the first program. And officials hope that might ground the program on firmer legal footing. The department also went through a formal regulatory process, which is typically required for programs under the Higher Education Act, which it didn't do for the first plan. And again, I think officials are hoping that helps insulate the plan from legal challenges. But that being said, there almost certainly are going to be legal challenges. It's a major program. Student loan forgiveness is controversial in our highly polarized times. And so we'll have to see what happens in terms of when it likely goes before a court.
This proposal does seem to be a bit slow moving, coming almost after a year after the last one was shot down in court. So is there any indication of when we could see it be officially implemented?
So what has to happen next is the department first has to publish final regulations governing the program. That's expected to happen perhaps in May. And then after that, there's going to be a required period where the public can submit comments on those rules. After that, you know, it's an open question as to when the program could be implemented. You know, some think it might not be implemented until 2025, but many observers think that the Education Department will use what's called early implementation authority, which could allow the program to go live as early as this fall. So I think that's sort of what many of us are hoping for is, you know, around the fall, we might see the program get up and running.
Student debt forgiveness, as we all know, has been a huge campaign promise under President Biden. So how much student loan debt has already been forgiven by the Biden administration?
Yeah, so despite Biden's first plan being struck down by the Supreme Court, the Biden administration has still managed to cancel upwards of $143 billion in federal student loan debt for around 4 or so million borrowers, which is significant. It's unprecedented. What they've essentially done is improved, streamlined, tweaked, and fixed a number of existing federal student loan forgiveness programs, such as through income-driven repayment, public service loan forgiveness, the total and permanent disability discharge program. A lot of these programs were problematic for many years and had low approval rates. And basically what the administration has done is made some changes to these programs to make them more accessible and to make relief easier to get. And the result has been pretty significant. $143 billion is a large amount of debt that's been wiped out so far.
You're the student loan expert here. How would you grade how President Biden has handled student loan forgiveness overall?
I think it's hard to put a grade on it. You know, what I will say is that I think that, you know, President Biden has done more to alleviate student debt burdens probably than any other prior president. Again, 4 million borrowers have gotten their loans discharged, $143 billion approved. Biden has also rolled out the new SAVE plan, which is the most affordable income-driven option ever created. You know, the tools that he has in his toolbox are somewhat limited. You know, in an era with congressional gridlock and divided control in Congress, there's only so much that he can do without express congressional statute. But I think, you know, he's done quite a lot and certainly more than past presidents have to relieve student debt.
Before I let you go, you always do this at the end of our conversations, and that's in part the biggest advice you have for borrowers. So this time, what is it?
Well, there's an important initiative by the Biden administration called the IDR account adjustment, which can allow borrowers to receive retroactive credit towards loan forgiveness for both income-driven plans and public service loan forgiveness. It already has resulted in several hundred thousand borrowers getting their loans forgiven. There's an important deadline coming up this month, April 30th. Some borrowers will need to consolidate their loans through the direct loan program in order to qualify or benefit from this initiative. Not everyone, but some people will need to consolidate, and that April 30th deadline is coming up very quickly. So borrowers should check in and make sure that they're doing what they need to do to benefit from that and any other programs that are currently available.
Adam Minsky, per usual, thank you so much for your advice, your insights. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks for having me.